Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
The runway. 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 The runway.
The runway.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present Know Your Status. A mini ball deluxe conference at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. The date, November 20th, 2010, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Admission free. All three grand prizes are $400 or $500 each. All other prizes between $50 and $100. Commented by the icon Jay Belloni and Sierra Milan. For more information, please call Keith at 443 531 7. Let's get ready and know your facts.
Put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
What to say?
What's going on, boys and queens? We are back on the air live for another installment of the motherfucking show. It's the weekend recap, and we are definitely going to recap this weekend and all the balls that happened from state to state this weekend. We are definitely going to be recapping all those balls, getting the tea on what happened at the balls, and I think it was a ball in North Carolina, I think it was a ball in Chicago, it was also a ball here in New York City, so we're definitely going to be recapping and getting all the tea from those balls and finding out what happened at those functions and everything. I'm trying to find Rodney Milan to definitely see what's going on with him, because he had called me yesterday and it was a lot of tea that happened at the ball and things of that nature and shit. So I'm trying to find out where he's at because I can't find him right now. I know we're supposed to be having Tiana Milan supposed to be coming on to tell us what happened at the ball over there and things, and I'm definitely going to give you the recap of what happened at the ball here in New York City. That definitely did happen. But while I wait for Rodney and Tiana to definitely call in, I can definitely tell you that the House of Poochie, which is a Kiki house here in New York City, definitely did have the House of Poochie ball this weekend here on Friday in New York City with the overall mother and founder, Miss Twiggy Garcon, was definitely did. The ball was absolutely amazing. Definitely got to give a big shout out to Twiggy and Miss Kool-Aid and the rest of the Garcons and everything. And the ball was fabulous. And the young kids definitely came out and definitely did their thing this weekend. Definitely a big shout out to all of the Kiki houses. We're saying the Snappers, the Pink Ladies, the motherfucking Alexander McQueens, the Mickey Motos, the Old Navies, the Bacardis, all of them. Definitely got to give all of the Kiki houses definitely a big motherfucking shout out. How y'all Kiki house kids doing this day? But the ball was definitely cute. It started about 7, 8 o'clock, and it was over about 12. The kids came out and ate fags and everything, and they definitely did storm the motherfucking building. And it was definitely a Kiki ball worth going to. I enjoyed myself from the time I was there. With a lot of legends and icons, was definitely up in the building this weekend. Definitely in the building. Miss Cabbage, Dre Ebony, Carlos Ebony, and Miss Jack was in the building. Myself was in the building. Kool-Aid was in the building. The girls was definitely up in the motherfucking building this weekend, and all the young Kiki kids was there in the building, and it was cute. I enjoyed myself. Definitely going out with the Kiki girls and being out there with them, definitely. I did have fun. Definitely did have fun with the girls. Hold on, I have a caller early. Hold on. Oh, no, they gone, they said. I thought we had a caller early. I was to say, why we have this caller so early, honey, so early, honey. Let me find out. I'm trying to find out where the fuck Rodney is at. You know, Rodney works very hard and travels and goes to all these different functions, and he be falling asleep, honey, when it be time for the show. So let me try to get Rodney on the phone, and I'll be right back with y'all.
Back and wave on her and just take them all.
Hello, we are definitely back. Rodney is at this present moment, but when we definitely get him, we will definitely be bringing him straight up on the line, honey. Hold on, honey. I have a caller, honey. Let's see what the caller has to say. Baby, what the fuck is going on, honey? This thing is really doing shows tonight, honey. Can everybody in the chat room hear me? Because I don't know what's going on with this fucking shit tonight. Okay. Oh, thank you, Mother Double O, honey. Yes, okay. Baby, well, I'm trying to find out what happened at the ball in North Carolina with Rodney. I don't know where Rodney is at. I don't know where Tayana is at. And I'm calling them, and neither one of them is not picking up their phones. But I can definitely tell y'all about the Rumble last night, Miss Dame. The Rumble was definitely, I think I got into the building around like 12:30 last night for the Rumble was saying. It was a cute little crowd last night at the Rumble. It wasn't nothing spectacular, Miss Thing. It was cute. And the girls was out, Miss Thing. I want to congratulate the top 10 lightweight twisters. They definitely did come out last night. Definitely got to give a shout-out to Ian Mizrahi. Definitely give a shout-out to Weezy Icon. Definitely to Seven Prodigy. Definitely to Mel Mel. Miyake Mugler, they definitely did come out last night, and all the rest of them, I forget, all the rest of them that came out and did their thing, but definitely got to give a big shout out to them. Definitely did come out last night and definitely did shut the building down. Mel Mel got the most points, and then everybody else trickled down in points after him. I don't know who actually won the $500 because I already had left the building. But definitely got to give a big congratulations to the legendary Mother Leonie Mizrahi for definitely winning Femme Queen Performance. Definitely give a little shout out to Little B Mizrahi for definitely winning Realness with a Twist. Amori for Vogue Femme. Definitely got to give a shout out to Vanity Prodigy for definitely winning Drag's Performance. Definitely got to give a shout out to Jessica Mizrahi for definitely winning Drag's Face, definitely to Cookie, and for a while definitely winning Woman's Face, and also, bitch, I forgot Mike's sister's name. She definitely did win with Cookie for Woman's Face, definitely did come out last night, and definitely did win Woman's Face last night. A big shout-out to all the other girls that won all the other categories last night. And it was a cute ball, honey. And, bitch, I guess, you know, well, I'll be the first one to break the bad news, Miss Day, because I see, Miss Day, you know, I woke up this morning, and I definitely did go to Wall Street Wednesday, Miss Day, because I definitely did think that it was going to be a topic that the girls were definitely going to be talking about last night at the function. Was saying, I definitely did think that it was going to be a topic on Wolf Me Wednesday about the situation, Miss Day, but there was no topic about the situation, and I was actually really gagging. I gagged more that it wasn't a topic about the situation that happened last night than what happened last night at the function, Miss Thing. I really did, Miss Thing, because I just knew that it was going to be a topic about it last night. Today on Work For Me Wednesday, but there wasn't no topic, and I got more of that than I got at me getting chopped for face by the icon today, Pandavis, last night. That's what happened, Lisa. Yes. And so I really gagged. I thought that it was going to be a topic about it on Work For Me Wednesday, and I gagged that it wasn't a topic on it, Miss Thing. I really did gag, honey. I guilt, Miss Thing. I thought that I didn't gag that I got chopped, Miss Thing, by her, Miss Thing, because I knew it was going to happen, because I talked about it earlier that day and earlier that week when I found out that she was going to be up on the Genesis panel, that it was going to happen. But I really gagged in the saying that it wasn't a topic about it on Walk Me Wednesday. I just knew that the girls was going to have a topic mistake, and by the time the show started mistake, it was going to be up to at least 5 or 6 pages mistake, and the girls really shocked me that it wasn't a topic about me being shocked last night on Walk Me Wednesday mistake. I really, truly gagged mistake. Like, what the fuck, Mitch? The girls didn't even make a topic about me, Miss A. That was so late, Miss A. But, you know, whatever. You know, I took my chop. I took my chop like a legend, Miss A. And, you know, Jack tried to redeem the category, Miss A, and redeem me. But like I said, I don't need to be redeemed, Miss A. Bitch, a chop is a chop, Miss A, and a chop stands, Miss A. And so everybody needs to hold their chops like a motherfucking champ, honey. So yes, it was a mess, Miss A. And for anybody that's on, excuse me, to all the girls that are out there and they're on my Facebook page, Miss A, and we're friends on Facebook underneath my Kelly Mizrahi page, you can definitely go up there on Facebook and you can definitely see my pictures on how I looked at the ball last night, Miss A. And the pictures that's up on Facebook is not from the ball. The pictures from Facebook is from this morning at 7:31 this morning when I got home from the Rumble. So if you're definitely friends with me on Facebook, you can definitely go up there. You can definitely see my pictures and definitely weigh in and tell me exactly how you feel. No, actually, I didn't feel hurt. I paid it like a legend. I held my head up high, and I took my chop like a legend should, buddy. How you doing? Oh, no, we have a caller. My next caller, my first caller of the evening is no other than the legendary icon herself, the legendary Sylvan Kool-Aid Nanushka Cardale. How you doing, sister?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Nothing. Just want to tell you look amazing. That's how I wanted to tell you that you look amazing.
Oh, thank you, honey. You was the only person. You told me you my sister. What? No, get out. You was the only person that told me that. All the other 10 judges told me the same thing. Everybody else in the ballroom scene that was at the ball, Miss Thing, told me the same thing, Miss Thing. So, you know, I enjoyed myself and I had fun, Miss Thing, and you know. Like I said, Miss Thing, a chop is a chop, Miss Thing, and you hold your chop down like a motherfucking legend, Miss Thing, and yeah. I held it down as a motherfucking legend.
And no, sir, you really did. You didn't argue nothing, you got the chop, and you turned around and you pumped off. I concentrated, you did do that.
Yeah, but that's now.
I didn't hear about that. Somebody hit me up. Somebody just hit me up on Yahoo and asked me what about Josh Milan throwing blood into Nay's face. I was in the back when they was doing Butch Queen face. I was in the back, so I don't know anything about this. I don't know anything about this. Do you know anything about that, Kool-Aid?
Wait, what happened?
Do you know anything about that?
No, anything about what?
About Josh Milan throwing blood into Nay's face.
What Josh Milan?
No, it's 2 Josh Milans. You have little
right,
Josh
right,
Milan.
You got the new Josh Milan. Oh, I don't know nothing about that.
Well, Kool-Aid was the commentator last night, and she don't know anything about that, so I don't think that this is true, let's say.
Yeah, I don't think that's true, honey.
So,
I just wanted to give a shout-out to my con family that was at the Rumble. My daughter, Little James did his thing. Twink did his thing. Oh, Scrap did his thing. You know, all the cons did their thing. Luigi did his thing. What else? And I guess congratulations to the 2011 Hall of Fame cons and the 2011 Hall of Fame for the House of Infinity.
And don't forget my daughter, Erica, darling.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Hold on. Miss Lisa, the blood, the ball was the vampire. The vampire effect was the ball. So everybody had blood in their effects. Like they had blood, the blood dripping down their face, on their body and stuff. It wasn't real blood, girls. It was not real blood. It was costume blood, honey. Honey, it was costume blood. But somebody hit me up and they saying it's true. She chopped him for face. Then he threw the blood in her face and said, "Well, I don't know. We're gonna have to investigate more about that." Hold on, sister. We got another caller. Hold on.
Go ahead,
512-280. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
What's up, Lawrence?
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
This is Lawrence and Dexter.
Hey, Lawrence and Dexter.
Kelly, I was trying to catch a cab out there because I heard you was about to tear something up.
No. But you know what? I'm going to actually be honest with you. The girls actually did. The girls actually thought that I was going to carry and I was going to act a fool because nobody didn't see. Only people, if you didn't come in the back or you didn't see me when I came in the ball, I came in the ball with spandex and sneakers on and my
white
t-shirt on.
No, I know it wasn't for the child. It wasn't for the
you
child. It was for the other lady.
You
I ain't gonna say no more.
Saying, but she, oh, girl, you know, the girls wasn't hot.
You weren't supposed to carry because I know you're going to get your lick back.
I came out, Mistake. You know, I came in my spandex and my sneakers and my red t-shirt, Mistake, and I came out with my hair in a ponytail, my 18 inches in a ponytail, bone snatched, because I came out to dance. Big sister came out to dance last night.
Oh, you was going to dance,
right,
too, bitch.
Well,
how's
that, y'all? There's nobody out to dance with me.
What's up, Auntie?
Come on.
Hey, Auntie.
What's going
on? I'll see y'all all on Saturday.
Congratulations. I heard your house turned in Ohio.
No, they didn't. Who said that? I didn't hear that.
I heard it in Ohio, but it wasn't so good for y'all in Buffalo. That's what I heard.
Well,
yeah, I got that same
actually
too.
Buffalo, but I was told by everybody that Buffalo was a setup thing for all the blondes to win. Because my godson, Marquise, went up there, and he did a production with Deja, and they did the Freddy Krueger thing, and I heard that they really, really did good. But they said it was set up. They said all the blondies won grand prize. So.
Oh, no. I was supposed to go to Buffalo, but I couldn't make it to Buffalo.
See, I was glad.
I really couldn't make it to Buffalo. I was trying to be there, honey, but I couldn't make it. I wanted to be in Buffalo. So, what? Y'all got any tea from Buffalo? What happened in Buffalo?
They just gave all the blondies the money, you know, all the trophies and shit.
Oh.
You know, people like that wasn't fair because some people was thinking that you had to actually bring a legend with you to do your thing. And being that, you know, Marquise and Deja did their production whenever Deja walked for the Freddy Krueger thing. And
But
I heard that the people that won didn't have no legends with them. But I heard it
but
wasn't,
you, bring
you know,
them
you didn't have
back
to have that
you
either. You know, but Lawrence, you know, tell them what the production was called.
No, but
the category.
I don't know. I didn't really get nothing about who walked and what they did, so I ain't gonna really say. But you didn't have to actually have a legend with you. I do remember reading the category. You didn't have to have a legend with you as long as you was able to make the crowd remember the moment that you was bringing back.
See, you'd have lost anyway if you'd have went up there. And that's
oh,
your
shit.
You said what happened?
You would have lost too if you went up there. If that's true, what they saying that happened.
No, I wouldn't have lost. No, I wouldn't have.
See, you would have been fighting because you wouldn't be able to understand the win. You see what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, I would have had my five
if it was
on
set up, if
Wednesday
it was
then.
Set up, this is what I'm hearing. If it was set up like that, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have won. It went to them people.
Let's say I'm gagging. Oh my God! I don't think the ball was a setup.
But that's what the people were saying, that walk. And then, you know what I'm saying? I got so many crazy phone calls last night.
They
were
saying,
oh, my God, Dex Rodney sent it on 7th Avenue from Ohio. Okay, and?
Oh,
you know
no.
what I mean? Everybody wins here and there. You know what I'm saying? So what's it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? If it's a girlfriend panel thing or whatever, it is what it is. You know?
So Kool-Aid, what did you get from the mall? And Buffalo.
Let me say congratulations to Erica Khan because she won Simply Faith. I was proud of her and Maya.
That's a beautiful thing.
Khan, you look good. I like you in that all black. And you said, what about Buffalo now?
What happened at, what seat did you get from the ball of Buffalo?
I just heard the Blondes did win, you know, all the grand prizes. So, you know, everybody has their opinion on everything, you know. I really ain't going to say too much about it because I wasn't there, so, you know. But, you know, congratulations on the board being a success, you know.
Congratulations on the board for the success. I want to know why I wasn't a
setup. Wait, but I did hear somebody won over Deja down there, but I heard the shout out because I had won the money game in it, and they gave the money to Deja. And they said the crowd booed when Deja lost or something like that. I don't know. I'm just talking about what I heard.
Oh, so Marquise said get a cut. Let me call him.
No, I think she walked something else, too. No, I think she walked something else.
She didn't get...
because Marquise told me that. So, I don't know. You know, I just remember, you know, the Heat say I say. You know, the Heat say I didn't see say, you know.
Oh, I'm gagging.
Honey.
This weekend. So Deja was out there. What did Deja walk? She walked the performance category and they got sat down by somebody out there?
Yeah,
she walked that Freddy Krueger thing she did before.
Yeah.
And she had Marquise in her
said
production.
They wasn't having it.
Oh, and
good.
Giving a shout out to the Herreras that, you know, came out from Chicago, you know.
Oh, I want to give a shout out to my son, Anthony, Father Anthony Herrera. Love you, boo.
Anthony's a Herrera now.
Yeah, Anthony is Father Herrera.
I didn't even know that she was mother until somebody told me. I was like, huh? I was like, oh, that's what's
Wait. Hold on, bitch.
Hold on. Y'all hold on, honey. I have to get my co-host up here on the line, honey. So please hold on, honey.
Oh, yes. Wait. Are we still on the line, Dexter?
Yeah.
Yes, y'all still on the line.
Oh, yeah, keep us on here.
Hold on, Lawrence.
Yes, I am.
Hold on. Let me get, we're trying to get our co-host here on the line, honey. Hold on, honey. Baby, Lawrence, you want me to pitch y'all back on hold?
No. Mm-mm. So keep us right here. We about to talk about Ohio, right?
Hold on. We got to get to Ohio.
Yeah, it was season Ohio.
please welcome to the line, everybody, the legendary father, Rodney Millard. Rodney, we got Kool-Aid on the line, and we have Dexter and Lawrence on the line also. They're talking about the ball. They're talking about the ball and Buffalo right now. I already recapped the Rumble already. They're talking about the ball and Buffalo, and they said it was a setup. The Lawrence won all the coins, and they say Ms. Deja lost legend, Ms. Deja lost Fib Queen performance to some challenge and everything, honey.
Wow.
Yes. But Lawrence, what happened at the ball and what you call it?
Ohio.
Yes.
From when I got in Ohio, I heard it was cute. I heard that my sisters had took female figure performance or whatever. I think it was Dawn and Keisha and Angel, I believe. And what else I get?
Rodney said, "Let me have the news."
Brother, I heard you turned it.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Brother.
Yes.
I heard Rodney, you had turned it for Thug Realness down there.
And Kiana chopped Father Crayola.
Oh, yeah, and Father Crayola got chopped. Because he wasn't in a Grammys look.
He walked down executive.
Oh, I'm sorry, executive, or whatever it was. I don't know. I just heard it wasn't red carpet or
I know
Rodney
was looking at that category there.
But, brother, you was there. I was with it again.
Hold on, Lawrence. They said the Ebony's threw a bottle at Marco. What happened with that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Baby, I just got the tea. It just came across my airways. They said, Kelly, Marco, the Ebony's threw a bottle at Marco.
It didn't hit her, did it?
No, it missed her.
Okay.
No, it ain't hit her because she was here last night at the Rumble.
Marco would have had them locked.
Oh, my God. Well, Rodney, give us the tea, Rodney, on what happened. Go ahead, Rodney. Because, you know, give us the tea.
Okay, well, it was a nice ball. You know, it was very much what a ball gives. It's a little drama, little hatred, little, you know, arguments, you know, potential fights, everything what a ball gives. It was 15 to get in, couldn't beat the price, gave out lots of money, couldn't beat that, tables, $50, couldn't beat that, had wine, had, you know, grapes and, you know, the basic fruit basket type thing with the cheese and crackers and stuff on it. So, you know, it was $50 for a table. Couldn't beat that. Eva, Deja, I want to thank you guys. Y'all had a, nice, very nice crowd. They also, when James and I were talking, as far as the judges not walking and walking, not judging, they did take that to heart. So, they might have not was going to, but once James said it, they stuck with it. So they had to change up the panel a little bit. So, you know, give them props to that. See what else. Female figure performance. The Ebony Girls took that. Schoolboy Realness was Damon Ebony. Drag's Realness was Chanel, and Pretty Boy was won by Cash Mizrahi. So we all had to battle. Runway was won by Rodriguez and June Mizrahi. Just trying to remember off the top of my head. Both film, very controversial. At the end, though, it was Miracle Mizrahi won performance. Twisters was won by the Ebonies. I don't know the light-skinned guy name, but it was Kale and another that won Twist. Doing performance, there was a lot of controversy, a lot of whatever, as far as the people were hyping it up to be. So it was at one moment when I, you know, saw Greg, he really, you know, was really upset. about feeling.
Yeah, because the team that I just got at first, the Evisus was going to knock Marco. Then the Ebony threw the bottle at her. Something said she was feeling it on the gender panel.
Well, you know, in defense of Marco, if it got to be 4-4 and Marco was a tiebreaker, then three or four other judges had to fill it first.
Amen to that.
In order to break a tie, somebody else had to vote for somebody else in order for it to get to the tiebreaker judge.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I hate when people say that the tiebreaker judge was the one being feared, when three or four other people, whoever to make it be a tie, had to vote first.
But they're still going to be that tiebreaker.
Yeah, the tiebreakers always get that mark. So you have to be ready for
it. What I learned being on the end of the judges panel, bitch, or the person right before the end of the judges panel mistake, and it's 3-4 mistake, bitch, and you know if you give that fifth vote to that other person mistake, I just make it 4-4 and let the other bitch on the end be the bad bitch.
And it gets so crazy because, I remember doing 2 tiebreakers. One in Atlanta for the $3,000. It was, who the fuck is that?
It's not coming.
They're singing.
I don't even know.
Go, excuse me, I was erasing something on my computer. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, when I was down there and broke that tie for that $3,000, it was, I think, Marquise Balenciaga, the trans man, and Temperance.
Right.
And I wound up giving it to Temperance. You know what I'm saying? And then the thing where we was in, D.C. or V.A., Rodney, where it was a tiebreaker between Nadia and Shannon.
Right.
Oh, I got so many shady Yahoo text messages about that. It was just crazy. I hate breaking ties.
They said it wasn't that he was feeling it and it was tied. They said he kept changing his vote every time they was recounting Rodney.
I didn't say
that. Why are you going to sit up there and keep changing?
Are these the people that was at the ball or just people that's hearing?
That should have been the
right
people.
These are people that was at the ball. I'm not going to reveal this person's name unless they tell me to reveal their name, but this is a person that was at the ball, and they said that he kept changing his vote.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I have
that. So my IMA that's hitting me up, would you like me to reveal your name? Let me know, and I'll reveal your name. But they said he kept changing his vote. That's where the shade came from with him and everybody else.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Mm-mm. No, Miss Markle. No, honey. But Miss Markle gave me my tins last night, Miss Thang. Everybody, all the other tins just gave me my tins, honey. Miss Tanae chopped me, so hey, girl, what the fuck?
Where did you walk last night?
I walk face, bitch. And if you had a Facebook, I would tell you to go to my page, Rodney, and look at my pictures on Facebook. Because at 7:30 this morning, I still look the way I looked when I walked in the back of that runway at 7:30 this morning. And she chopped me, but I loved it. But oh yeah, okay. They said this is Greg Evisus that's sending me the tea. And he said it's no problem with saying his name. He said the problem was Miss Margo kept changing his vote. That was the problem.
Oh, okay. Well, he was commentating on the mic, so he could see more than I could.
Yeah.
So, Kelly Marcus said he's on.
Oh, hold on. We have a whole bunch of callers switchboard telling me. Hold on.
Oh, but hold on. Before you bring those people in, hold on, because I want to say something else. Because I have Dexter and Lawrence on the phone. And I already spoke with higher powers that be.
No, that's that long. If they hung up.
Oh shit!
But okay, maybe they'll call back in. That's a lot of call back in.
Okay, go ahead. Take caller, Kelly.
Okay, the next caller we have is 215-668. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey Kelly, what's up?
What's going on?
This Marquise.
How are you?
I'm good, Robbie.
Hey, nephew.
You got mail. Hey, Auntie.
Oh, Selvin, I'm sorry. Hey, Selvin, what's going on?
Everything.
You're so quiet, bitch.
Yeah, that's unusual.
No. I see. Selvin, when I was talking about Deja had got beat somebody and they voted over her, that was a different ball, not the one on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah, that was on Saturday. The one on Saturday, we just got beat by the Blahniks. The three Blahniks won on Grand Prosper School Board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they sat you down Monday?
Yeah. What'd you say, Kelly?
So they sat you down. How was the ball?
The ball was, it was good. It was like other houses. I never heard of a lot of, like, at least all the houses that was there I never heard of. But the only house that was, like, really dominant was the House of Blind. They had about, like, 100 people there.
Oh.
And the ball was all right. Albernia came up. That was a judge on the panel that I knew. But the rest of the judges was, like, Buffalo judges. And Camaro was on the panel, too. Camaro Blind was on the panel.
I was supposed to be there. Me and Father James Icon was supposed to be there, but we couldn't make it.
Oh, y'all should have came. It was very interesting.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to the House of Blahniks for definitely winning what y'all won.
I want to give a shout out to Deja. Thank Deja for coming out there, doing the production with me, to Freddie Cougar. She did a really, really good job. Just give a shout out to her, too.
Work it out. Work, Miss Deja.
So, Marquise.
Marquise, we're going to place you back on hold because Switchboard is hitting me up telling me I have a lot of callers. So I have to get through these callers, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We have the next caller we have is 310-867. You're live on the air on the recap show. Hello?
Hey, Ma.
What's
hey, Rodney. This is Kentrell.
What's going on?
Hey, Kentrell. What's tea?
Not too much. I just want to congratulate Deja even on a balling in Ohio. I also wanted to congratulate Rodney for winning the money, winning the cash prize, grand prize. The ball was, like, really, really hot. It was a lot of fighting and bickering going on, but other than that, the building was jam-packed. It wasn't a fighting, but it was a lot of
fighting. That's right. Work it out.
Congratulations to all of Ms. Rahees that won also. Like, Keisha, I mean, not Keisha, I take that back. Cash was one of the last winners, June and Rodriguez and who else? A Miracle for winning the
$500. I know, that's right. Working on our... Thank you
for
definitely calling in.
All right.
Marcus, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Marco did not change his vote. I'm sorry.
Who?
I was sitting right next to Marco, or a few down from Marco. Marco, the vote was 3-3, and it was seven judges up there. Marco was on the end. The Evisu child really voted, but he only dipped and spinned. So, you know, but he was definitely the crowd favorite. So Marco said, you know what, you know, I'm about to explain what I did. And he says the child on the floor, and he was pointing at him, said, and he said the Evisu child was performing, but she was only dipping and spinning. So I'm choosing the other person. Greg was counting the votes, and Greg took it as, oh, she's pointing at the child on the floor, which was an Evisu, which gave her four. Marco immediately said, no, that's not what I said, and waved her hand and actually said, I'm voting for the for whoever it was in the back, but he was trying to explain his vote. So Marco did not change his vote. He didn't.
Okay.
It was more of a misunderstanding, you know, with the whole, she was trying to explain her vote because it was a really, really, really hot battle. It was close to the end, you know, and, I mean, truthfully, she didn't know either one of them. So in one light, you know, she was being fierce or whatever. She just chose one, and she chose the one that the other three judges saw. But I don't personally think Marco, you know, it wasn't like he waited and then said, oh, no, you counted wrong. He made it, you know, apparent very early, and that was very apparent. Like, who was sitting next to her? Richard Evisu, and then who was next to her? One other person. I don't know who it was. I don't remember. But Marco was on the end, so that happened. But the ball in Ohio was really nice. What else can I say? The trophies were okay. The food was okay. You couldn't beat the price. They had liquor. I mean, it was, you know, really nice. They had a little party last night, and they gave away another $250, and a Sinclair won that. Not sure their name, but a twister. But, you know, everything was that. But I do want to speak up because on the other radio show, they was reading Marco down for changing his vote and saying, you know, people like that shouldn't be on the panel. And if anybody knows Marco, that he's actually a stickler for the flyer and he really doesn't, you know, sway too much in changing his vote. He'll do some, you know, crazy things. So he did what he felt lost he had to do. So I wanted to at least say that in his defense.
Hold on, we have another caller, 973-279. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. This is Dre Ivisu. I just wanted to give a shout out to all the Ivisu performers and twisters. Y'all turned it, and that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you for definitely calling in. The next caller we have is 716-390. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, everybody, what's up? This is Two-Way. I went to the ball in Buffalo. Okay. And it was real good. I was glad. Hey, what's up? But it was a nice turnout. It was, like, at least about 300 Blahniks here. And it was, like, if the other houses didn't win, it was a Blahnik that was a tiebreaker that made a Blahnik win. But it was nice to see everybody, Alvernian, Econ, all of them did come to my home city while I was here and show support.
So Two-Way.
Yeah.
Based on your personal, you know saying, just a personal thing of it, did you particularly think that the Blahniks was more talented than the other individuals there, or did you think it was just a Blahnik, as the word is used so frequently, a setup for all the Blahniks? What was your take on the matter?
Well, I was there right behind the judges panel recording, like I always do. But so my take on looking at it, it depends on what category it was, and then if it was just a lot of Blahniks was really prepared and set up to walk the category, and then if it didn't start at the opposite end of the panel where they was judging, it was the tiebreaker was a Blahnik at the other end that broke the tie. But they was really, they walked, they was prepared for the categories, more so, like how you always say, read the flyer, that's what people got to do. And Buffalo is a city where it's really new to the scene like that. I mean, it's houses here, and they growing up from the time I started, and I was just really proud that everybody did come support. Wasn't no altercations or fights or anything. The building was nice, and it was cool. Had two after parties afterwards.
That's right. Thank you, Two-Way, for definitely calling in and giving us that tea.
Oh, yes. It's my city. It's my hometown.
Miss you, brother.
I miss you, too. I'll be back in the A soon.
Next caller we have is 91489. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
973-489. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kev?
What's going on?
What's going on? It's Greg.
Hey, Greg. How you doing, Greg?
I'm good. I'm chilling. I have my hand up, but since y'all done called upon me, I'm here. But, yeah, I was in Ohio. Huh?
They said Marco didn't change his vote.
Let me tell you something. First of all, I was not the one to count the votes because you know why? I was too busy going up for my house members. I was on the mic. Kevin was chanting. Kevin was in front of me. I was in the back of the runway. So how could I count the votes all the way at the end of the stage at the back of the runway? Please explain to me. How could I do that? I was not the one to count the votes. Like, no shade, the other child was voguing, like, yeah, no shade or whatever. But everybody know me, like, I'm pretty much fair. I don't take up for my house members. I'm not the type of commentator that, you know what I mean, shows more favoritism to my house members. It's never been my style, and it never will be. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fair commentator, and I pride myself on that. I don't take favorites. I don't take sides. I don't do that. That's not me. Yes, my house member was voguing. Now, see, what had happened was, the shade was, when I was in the back, the girls had said, they had said, Ivisu stays. Then all of a sudden, it came back and was like, oh, no, Ivisu doesn't stay. that's what had happened. So then I started going off because I'm like, well, what the fuck is going on? Now, the whole time, this whole second half of the panel, it was like a whole bunch of crazy stuff happening at the ball. And the whole second panel, like, it was just kind of, it got, like, kind of crazy. So, like, I'm already getting fired up. Like, you know what I mean? The ball, like, it was kind of starting to get kind of draining. It was kind of starting to be, like, rained out or whatever. So it's a lot of tension in the air. That's a really lot of tension in the air. Anybody that knows my know that. Now, I mean, we don't care. We can take a loss. All that does is make us come harder the next time around. So it wasn't about a loss. What happened was we thought that they changed the vote. And the way it was given from Kevin, like, oh, Ibisu stays, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, no, no, take it back. And it's like, oh, no, 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 the other child stays. That's where everything started escalating. Did I go off? Yes, I did. I'm not even going to lie. Yes, I did go off. Because I really thought my house member should have won. Like, she was clearly broken down. I didn't hear all of that part about Marco saying, you know, the child, you know, she's just spending death and all the child. I didn't hear all of that. I just started going off because I started getting upset. Like, I don't like to be on the mic and have a whole bunch of stuff happening on the judges' panel with judges switching their votes. Like, if you're on the judges' panel to me, you should already know what's going on, how it's supposed to be done. I read the category out before we start calling it. So you should already know what it's giving. You should already know what it's looking for. So to me, if you change your vote, like, that's kind of some amateur BS. So, like, you know what I'm saying? So, Greg, yeah, I did get upset.
Greg, can I ask you a question?
What's up?
As you being the commentator, and this is just from a promoter standpoint, as you being the higher commentator, when you are being hired, do you feel as though at that point your last name shouldn't matter? Because I'll be honest with you, even as a promoter,
yeah,
I've seen my own house members. They've chopped my overall father, my gay father, and I felt some type of way. But at the end of the day.
But let me tell you something. Like, my history speaks for itself. I never, when my house is shaded, I never go off, you know what I mean? I don't end the ball. I don't make a whole big giant fuss. I don't do that. Like, I don't favor my house members. I'm a very fair commentator. Like, I don't do that. But sometimes,
and
like,
we agree with that. Everybody, that
you know
was our
I'm
first
saying?
Time. Everybody
you know
said
what I'm
that
saying?
That was
but
the first
so
time
that wasn't the beef.
That point.
The beef was, even if it was with somebody else and I heard the votes getting changed, of course, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to have something to say about it. The girls just want to say, oh, it's just because of your house member. Like, but no, like, to me, if you're on the judges panel, you should already know what's going on. You should already know how it's supposed to be going down. Like, for real. Like, come on now. Come on.
I agree with that. But then my next question is, at that point, what do you feel as though, I mean, I've just always seen a lot of structure to the House of Ibisu, and you guys had your overall parents there. You had the overall mother there and the father there. Do you feel as though it was appropriate, as you being someone on staff at that point, to be the one to raise the objection? Because at that point, you know.
Yes.
Because
you know
you
why?
Know.
Let me tell you why. Yes, because I'm on the mic. So, yes.
That's
yes,
true.
I definitely, it's definitely appropriate. I'm on the board in my house, so I'm definitely a leader in my house. Like, yes, I definitely feel it was appropriate. I'm on the mic. And it's my job to say something. When stuff is not going right, as a commentator, it's my job to fix it.
I agree
mean,
with
I
that
feel,
part,
I
but
feel,
I mean, it's,
okay. I feel that if Greg for it, I feel that he has a right to say something. But if Greg didn't see it, then I feel Greg don't have a right. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, that's how
right.
I feel.
Right. And, auntie, I'm not even going to lie, auntie. Like, the shade is all I just heard. All I heard was, okay, Ibisu stays. And then all I heard was, wait. And then they took it back again. And then at that point in time, even it wasn't just me. I don't want everybody to think like I just started
the
whole. It was the crowd too. So it wasn't just me. I don't want everybody to think it was just me that started the whole ruckus. It really wasn't me. Like, the crowd even heard it. Like, even the crowd was like, "What? Like, wait, hold up, what?" So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't see it, auntie. I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't see it because I was too busy, you know what I mean, in the back of the runway setting up the Vogue Femmes or whatever. All I know is what I saw. I saw a piece of the Vogue, and you know what I mean, I saw that.
Well, no, sir,
I just didn't see the way the votes was going.
The whole crowd score what you heard, then you reacted. I thought, well, I don't know. I mean,
it really wasn't the fact that he acted, because, I mean, honestly, everyone, you know, everybody felt the way they did. It was more so after the fact. Like, that's really where all of the, I'm going to say the other problems started. But from there, it became, it really
it spirals out of control.
Right.
Now, what I will apologize, let me tell you what I will apologize for is, like, I did start going to the left. And I'm being hired as a commentator, so I'm supposed to keep it professional. So I kind of let my emotions get over me. So, yes, I did say certain things. Yes, I did get really riled up, and that's not my job as a commentator. My job is to run this ball smoothly, get everything done. So I did let that affect me. So I will apologize for that. I definitely will apologize for that. I already, you know what I mean?
You're human, and we all make mistakes. Funny, I can tell you is think about your money. I'm so quiet on this, I'm just on this calm thing now. I'm just on my calm con, and that's it. I'm all about my money. I'm all about my family. I'm all about the ones that think about me, and I'm all about the ones that love me. And the
rest
that's negativity, goodbye. Just have my money and the fun have.
I apologize to the ball promoters, and they said, no, Greg, like, you know what I mean? Like, they even, you know what I mean? Since, like, no, Greg, it was cool. We definitely understand or whatever, whatever. You were doing your job, you know what I'm saying? Like, we not even sweating that. Like, you know, we definitely not even sweating that. Like, you know, I definitely apologize. Like, you know, I did kind of feel a little bit bad about I thought I could have handled it a little bit better. But like you said, I'm human. You know, I make mistakes. You know, and you live and you learn and you move on.
Yeah, we all make mistakes.
I know that's alright.
But other than that, the ball was really cute. The ball was really, really cute. Like, I really enjoyed myself, like, on the mic, off the mic, when I got a little few breaks. Like, it definitely was cute. The girls was there. The competition was there. Like, the categories was going, like, you know, pretty good and stuff like that, besides the little chops here and there. Like, it was really cute. The girls was in the building. You know, it was really nice.
You just gotta pay attention. It's even to the point that people be on the judges' panel, honey, and they don't even vote over their house member's child when they know their house member got played. It's like, some of this stuff is not going to... No, I'm really serious. Some of this stuff is not going to change. So it's like, child, just go whatever you go with, as long as you're positive and you don't have no negativity around you. But if you just put that wall up with plastic and you just pay it and get paid in the first
place. Greg, I'm going to put you back on because we got a whole bunch of callers.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead.
Okay, the next caller is 202-413. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Good evening, Kelly and Selvin and Rodney. This is RJ.
Hey, RJ.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I was just calling. What I'm going to say is a little off the topic from the balls or what have you, but I just wanted to give a shout-out to everyone that came to my all-black party this past weekend in D.C. I just wanted to say thank you. Birthdays really mean a whole lot to me, so I just wanted to really say thank you for everyone that came out and supported. There were a lot of surprise people that came, and I was just really shocked. And I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that came out and supported, everyone that hit my Facebook page and told me happy birthday this past weekend, the phone calls and the text messages that I received. I just want to tell everyone that I really, really appreciate that, and I thank everyone that came out and supported.
Well, happy belated birthday, RJ. I'm so used to you having balls on your birthday, child. I'm so sorry. I didn't even know that about the black party, but you know I would have supported you.
No, it's okay. It was a lot going on this past weekend, and a lot of people asked me about, you know, was I throwing a ball or what have you. And, you know, these past 2 years, I've taken a break off of throwing a ball because my last one was, like, extremely stressful, that trial ball. But nevertheless, hopefully next year things will work out, and I'll do a ball next year for my birthday here in D.C.
But when is the Kiki one? So I have fun at that one, too.
With the lace fronts, honey, we'll try to see what we can do, honey.
Yes.
But nevertheless, I didn't want to take up too much time. I know that's not hot tea or anything like that, so I'll go ahead and back on off the line for the hot tea to come back in. I didn't mean to give y'all iced tea.
Thank you, RJ.
I'll come to my house and poochie. The ball was real cute.
The next caller we have is 910-818. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hello, hello. What's up, Kelly? What's up, Sylvan? This is Econ.
What's going on, Econ?
Hey, Econ, what's going on?
Hey. Hello to everybody else on the show. Just calling in. I definitely wanted to call in. Definitely, first of all, give overall Father Jay big ups, as well as Father Tony Pachota big ups for the Western New York Awards Ball. It was a success. I definitely wanted to clarify a couple of things. I heard some things earlier. People were referring to the ball as being a setup, or, you know, the Blind is taking home all the wins and things of that nature, whatever. Well, first of all, I definitely appreciate what Two-Way said. Two-Way definitely was there and actually did see exactly what was going on, quite like myself. And I will say that, first of all, there's a lot of talent in the building. For anybody that has never traveled up to Buffalo or whatever the case may be, that's a new emerging region. And so you got the new houses of Monroe and Empire and Pachote and, you know, Jacobs and all these different houses and everything. And they came out to play and do their thing. And congratulations to everybody that walked and participated. I will say that my house was very well represented at the ball, or whatever the case may be. And as Two-Way explained already, a lot of the categories, we actually had someone walking in pretty much every category. So even if we didn't take home the win for the category, we were probably one of the, you know, final battles, so to speak, or whatever. But, you know, as everybody knows, a ball is a ball. It can go either way. And, you know, most of the wins did go to Bonnie, but I do believe it was very well deserved, and there wasn't no setup. By no means. I will also say that the Blondie took some chops, too. That's something that some people are not saying as well. So I think that the judges were being fair across the board. They were going by the flyer. If it wasn't right, it wasn't right. If they brought it right, they got through. So that's kind of how it went. And also, someone mentioned something about Deja's Film Queen performance. Deja's Film Queen performance was a part of the production with Marquise Ivisu. It wasn't the other way around. So Marquise
brought it up. Marquise explained it.
Right. I made a post also on Yahoo around here, but that was very hot too. Actually, that was one of the two hot productions that I saw. You know, that particular night for that category was actually Sean Blahnik's production, as well as Marquise's production with Deja. Both of those was hot, extremely hot.
I heard that y'all didn't even know that Deja was under the table all night.
Say again.
I heard that nobody knew that Deja was under the table. She was under there all night.
Oh, right. She came out from nowhere. You know, that's Deja, though. She gives you a legendary moment every time she's the floor. So she did a good thing, and it was she did it. Big ups to Deja. So, I mean, all in all, it was a success. I went both last year and this year, and actually I think each year is growing. It's getting better and better. I think both Jay as well as Father Tony Pachota are, you know, putting their best foot forward and are really bringing the area up. And, you know, I'm not a negative type individual, so I like to keep it positive. But I think all in all, it was great. Big ups to everybody that came and traveled and supported. And I'm sure Father Jay appreciates that. And sure, he may be on later to let everybody know he appreciates him. But on behalf of Father Jay and everybody, we do appreciate the support. I think it was a success, though. I really do. We had a good time.
Thank you, Econ, for definitely calling in, darling.
No problem.
Okay. The next caller we have is Dexter Lawrence. You're back on the line.
I love when people defend they house, but I love it better when they mention names. I just said what the fuck I heard. You see what I'm saying? Regardless if it was Deja featuring Marquise or Marquise featuring the Deja, they did a production together. You know what I'm saying? And the bottom line, the fucking kids was reading, and they felt that it was unfair for somebody to throw a motherfucking ball and have that last name and everybody win it. They felt it was a setup. They said it about the Ebony's. They said it about the Milan's. They said it about the Mizrahi's. And it go on and on. Plain and simple. That's what the kids felt. The ones that paid their $30 to walk this function way in Buffalo. And another thing, I was locked up in Buffalo. So I do travel.
Wait, what? Shut your mouth. So the kids is I am me. And they say, is the Ebony's walking on Saturday?
No, they could not win the $25,000, the $2,500 category. Okay.
Well, I missed what happened. I missed what, who called in and said, well, I missed what happened. I wasn't on the line. I didn't hear.
Way back there, Monson. Way back there. Way back.
Don't worry about it, honey. Don't worry about it. Camaro's trying to get through the lines right now. He's going to come and put some motherfucking sugar in your motherfucking coffee.
Oh, my.
No. Okay.
We can curse now on the show now?
Yes, you can curse on Monday nights. Yes.
Hello.
On Monday nights, you can curse, you can swear, you can spill tea and everything. But say you can talk about who you singing and fucking everything on Monday night. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we're very classy and very positive. Hold on. Camaro Blondie, you're live on the recap.
Hey, what's
show.
Going on?
What's going on?
What's up?
Did y'all hear me?
Everybody is calling.
Yes, we can hear you.
What you got to say?
Oh, okay. It's like a delay. How y'all doing? Kelly, Rodney, who else on the line? Selvin. Oh, if I missed somebody. Marcus.
What's going on, Camaro?
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, yeah. Let me first get out my congratulations to Fonta J for having a successful ball. I want to give an honorable mention to the $1,000 winner, Casanova Blahnik for Schoolboy. Also, Lucky Blahnik from Ohio, one of the hottest face kids that's been out recently. And my son, Lamont, he won Twist. So I definitely want to give a shout-out to them.
Wasn't it three Blahniks left for Schoolboy?
Yes. It was.
That's like one.
Well, I'm giving
I'm not even reading or nothing like that. I'm just saying what I heard. And I'm getting all this, but I love it though. I love when everybody defend their house. I listen to that. I do.
Oh, well, you know, I'm not defending my house, I'm actually congratulating my house.
Well, that's even better. I live. See that?
Yes. There's nothing to defend because nobody else does it when they house win, and I'm not going to do it either.
Go the fuck off.
So let me say, but that's Dexter.
Yes.
Dexter, why are you talking about Ebony's ain't walking this weekend? Ebony's already got a team to walk for that $2,500 this weekend.
I was hearing through the grapevine that y'all was walking the realness category against the Milan.
Well, I actually did ask Rodney to have the Milan's walk because I didn't really feel like, you know, Rodney was going to do a good job. So I did ask him to have a team to walk and that we would walk against them. But Rodney had said that they wasn't walking because the Ebony was walking. And so that's what we said, too.
Roy not having that. And we, you know, it's kind of unfair. You know, let somebody else from a different house win that $2,500. You know, they cannot
walk. They're not walking.
Even if the Ebony's were going to walk, we didn't have a problem with walking against any house because we know we have the overall bad motherfuckers in the team. We don't mind walking against any house.
Well, I know that's fine because you did turn to you. I know you're not worried about walking against the Ebony's because you was at the – you did what you told Fatty? You said all
right.
of them.
Right. And,
so,
and I'm glad we got
you
on
all
the subject. We're on this subject
thing, I don't know why you was playing. That's what you were talking about at the beginning when we were supposed to get back to that subject. That's what we came back
to. Yes. At the ball in Ohio.
Okay, yes, everybody.
I walked against the Ebony's, and I went over to Ebony's. Yes, my name is legendary Rodney Milan, but like mm-hmm. I keep telling everybody, I did not come out walking balls being legend. I made my name by running up there to battle Roy, running up there to battle Jahar, running to battle Melisandre, running to battle Drake, not hoping that they didn't walk so I could get an easy win. I lost to them. I grew from losing, and I started winning, and I won over all of them, and they've won over me. So like y'all said, after the thing is, when I won the ball, I walked the ball, I walked against the Ebony's. I set the Ebony's. That was fine. They got, when you're on the runway, we're walking against someone, you can say what you want to say. You can say, you know, say call everything that you want to call so the judges can see you or get your point. But once you have lost and you are on the sideline.
And I think that is so late. I think that is so late of somebody. As you walk in and say, and you got to call out this and call out that about somebody to say, I think that is so late. It's late when we're on this. It's late when labels mistake.
Kelly.
Let your craft speak for itself.
Kelly. The thing is, when you're on the sideline and you've already lost and I'm still battling other people, you're screaming out from the side, oh, fuck that bitch, she late, she tired, she a fag, he walked all the way, that's some gay shit, all this other type of shit when you're on the side. That's disrespectful, and that feels like it's personal to me now, not on the floor of competition. And that's what Fatty was given with the other Ebony's on the side. And therefore, mm-hmm. after the category was over and all the Ebony's were getting dressed, I went over there where all the Ebony's was and gave him a piece of history and told him, every icon and legend in your house, I have walked against already. And the ballroom scene, when I was walking rooms at first, wasn't giving away no motherfucking money. So now that they're giving away money for realness, I want all my change back that I put into the motherfucking scene. And if I got to make a post, if I got to start a Facebook page to let y'all fags know when I'm going to walk a ball so you can be better prepared for me when I hit the runway, that's what you better fucking do. Because if it's a change by it, Rodney Malone will be there. I have the finances to get anywhere I want to get in the country. So if you think you're going to win because it's your region, think a fuck mm-hmm. again. Because I will be there to battle every bitch in America till I get tired okay. of fucking walking.
Okay, work out, Rodney.
I know that's right, Rodney.
Wait.
Hold on, y'all got me so flabbergasted, Ernie. I forget, Ernie, we got to pay some bills. Hold on, 2 minutes.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present Know Your Status. A mini ball deluxe conference at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. The date, November 20th, 2010, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Admission free. All three grand prizes are for $500 each. All other prizes between $50 and $100. Commented by the icon Jay Belani and Sierra Milan. For more information, please call Keith at 443-531-3457. Let's get ready and know your status.
What was you going off about that they call in?
Okay, we back.
I didn't even hear it. Hello.
Oh, Lawrence,
you were gagging?
Oh, but I was saying, you know, okay, Rodney, I understand, you know, that being from the sideline and you hearing that and this and that, and that is kind of disrespectful. But as far as, you know what I'm saying, like what you were saying, I got tapes of you when you used to battle up against them. You know what I'm saying? Some enemies that don't even exist no more. So I know where you coming from, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, if you won over Jihad, if you won over Dre, or whatever the case may be, I mean, those are times that you won. And like you said, they said
right, that's what I told him.
You know what I'm saying?
I told
but
him all of them won
with
over
the newer
me,
generation, with the newer generation that may not know a little bit of history about where you came from, you know what I'm saying? Like some of them don't understand. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, you know, even though they fall with my last name, but I don't like it to be where we the ones that got to deal with the aggravation. You know what I'm saying?
No, we not talk about that. We talking about that. That's why we talk about this, about no shame. We're not talking about that. We just talk about the walking and the reading part. That's what we was kicking about. That's what we talk about.
Right. If you're off the wrong way,
right,
you're on the wrong way, and you're not battling me no more.
And like Rodney was saying, he was giving, okay, I set your other, because this was a read, wasn't it Fatty that was going off? So what you were talking about was about Fatty,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
See, exactly. Yes. And see, that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. See,
no,
what he was saying.
No, he said me before. I heard that.
No. So what he want to do is battle
like,
Fatty.
Okay, and?
So
no,
that
Fatty
was like an invitation for Fatty if he wanted to know when the next time he hit the floor. So it's given. Okay, all right, yeah. That's
okay,
what it's
given. I'll be your state and what?
But no, it won't be at Royce Ball because the Ebony's can't walk Royce Ball. We can't walk Grand Prize.
I had a discussion with Roy on yesterday about the ball anyway. I had a discussion with Roy. But that was, you know, the thing was, I always have, because I'm, you know, I have family in the House of Ebony. I have family in the House of Ebony. Whether we walk in the show or not, the mature ones and the other ones we deal with. But every time the other ones, like, we be someplace and just say Dre's not there or Roy's not there or you're not there, Dexter, then they want to cause chaos, and then they want to call y'all and make up some bullshit or start some shit. So then I have to, I'm in the middle of the older Ebony's and the younger Ebony's, and they want
to make
sure.
That's what I was trying to say.
Charlotte.
Right. That's what I was trying to get to.
Like the
Charlotte
incident.
That's why
I want to go to the show tonight to put it out there so he will know. Like, if you want to walk against me, I don't have a problem with that. Don't say because I'm legend, I shouldn't be walking this category. I wasn't legend when I was walking against Dre them. Did I tell them y'all should stop walking because I want to get my life? Get your life by winning over me, like I got mine.
Right.
I'm for Neil Chanel. He like Neil Chanel, Terrence Blahnik, Chris St. Clair, LaCroix. Those people, they don't mind if I'm walking, they step in their game up. So they don't make any excuses for because I'm walking. Okay, it was 6 Ebony, 7
well,
Ebony.
On that note, I guess I want to see the girls at the back of the motherfucking floor.
Okay,
that's what
it was given.
Yeah, I want to see the boys on the back of the floor, Miss Day. I'm calling the fellas out, Miss Day. The fella hit the back of the floor.
And to the judges, and to the Jay Boy, to the judges and everybody else. If I'm walking the fucking category, you don't have to fucking vote for me. I'm not going to vote for y'all. Y'all don't owe me a motherfucking thing. You don't have to vote for me if I'm not real. The category is realness. If we look, we're standing there looking at the judges. If you're doing this pushing and grabbing and doing all the other bullshit, then it wouldn't be this way any fucking way. To Cream of Nature and to Pioneer Mr. Man, yeah. The category also says you were accepting the Grammy. What will you be wearing? I look fucking good when I put on clothes. But that's an extra fucking bonus for me. It's a dress-up thing. I had no baggy jeans, no Tim's, no haircut bullshit. You got to look nice. You got to look clean. You got to look really good. And I got
that.
Then
you
said
that Eddie was not looking clean together.
Oh, no, he was. He was.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to everybody
else
that walked wasn't,
basically.
You know what I'm saying? If it was Ebony or
whoever. I didn't say that either.
No, but this is what I'm saying.
I look better. I look better.
Right,
that's
if they
saying.
Coming for a Grammy, you got to come, you know.
Yes, exactly. Coming from
about,
a, you're coming
you know,
to get it. You're coming to get
that's
it.
That's what he was getting to, you know what I'm saying? Not in the baggy jeans or some tan. You know, this ain't the music.
Rodney, on that note, since you say that, Rodney, I guess I want to play with Miss Tanae, Miss Tanae, on that note. why the fuck y'all getting you, Miss Tanae? I want to play, Miss Tanae.
Kelly, you know what? I live.
Bitch, you know this thing. I'm gonna play this thing, girl. She don't see it. She don't see it. I don't see it. So the only thing else is to do, mistake, is hit the back of the floor, mistake. That's
exactly.
What it is. Ain't that what it's given? That's what y'all saying, right?
That's what I be trying to tell these girls.
Mistake. That's what it's again, mistake. It's to hit the back of the floor, mistake. Instead of hitting her, mistake, it's to hit the back of the floor.
Right.
What the fuck?
Let's hit the back of the floor before we hit anything else.
What did you say, Dad?
I heard last night, and I was kikiing at first. Because I was like, what the fuck is going on? They were like, you got to come because Kelly got on her sneakers and this and that, and she's going to knock as soon as someone do a performance. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, what happened? And all I heard was a violation with somebody level. I said, oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I said, you know what? I said, I said, I'm not going. I said, I'm staying home. I said, no, I can't go to the ball tonight. I couldn't. I said, if that happens.
Say, I have a Christian woman to say, and a whole lot to say, mistake.
That's all
I'm trying to go to
change.
And I try to go to church every other Sunday.
That's how did you get that tea so quick?
Oh, God, the tea is
wait a minute.
I guess so.
Hold on,
y'all. We got another caller. Tayana Milan, is this you?
Hello?
773-709, you're live on the Ill the Recap Show.
Hey, Kelly, what's going on? I just wanted to call and congratulate Daryl Garcons on his ball this weekend in Chicago.
Who is that?
Okay.
Did you get a recap on that ball, Kelly?
They gave me a little tea on the ball, but Tayana just hit me up and said that she's about to call in, so hopefully she'll be calling in, honey, because, you know, I asked which was scheduled up for extra hour, Miss Thing, but nobody was really talking, honey, so I had them cancel it, because, you know, you get in trouble if you don't do your next show, honey.
Hey, Rodney.
Yes,
Rodney. Are y'all marking this weekend?
As far as I know from Eric, yes. I'm not, but...
Don't underestimate them, honey. Bitch, they are all coming together, mistaken in the last hour, bitch, if you're on the back of that floor.
I spoke to Roy about, you know, my Ebony issue. So, you know, we discussed it in great detail yesterday when I got back, because I was really, you know, saying, feeling some kind of way about the whole thing.
Another caller. 804-503,
you're live on the air on the recap show.
Don't worry about shit. Hey, what's up, Kevin?
Hello, baby.
What's up? This is Father
Chris McCoy.
How are you?
Hey, baby.
I'm good. I just want to call and say hey to everybody. I was just listening to the show and hearing the recap. I'm just glad that all the balls ended up turning out successful or what have you, because that's definitely the way that the ball was doing. Needs to go. I did want to ask a question. At the Legends Ball in December, are they going to be taking statuses or are they just going to be acknowledging statuses?
Well, from what I've been hearing, honey, that they're not going to be taking people's statuses, Miss Day. That's what they're not going to be taking people's statuses. They're just going to move forward from now, Miss Day. That's what they're telling the guards, Miss Day. But sources say, let me keep my mouth closed, Miss Thing, because my phone's going to be ringing, Miss Thing, and, you know, I feel it some type of way, so I'm going to keep my mouth closed and just say no, they're not taking anybody's
statuses. But they should start making double platinum icons or something. You know, they should raise it up a notch, because this is, I don't know.
Double platinum icons.
See, that's what I was saying. I was gonna make that shit.
It ain't me. Say, make it high. Well, it's gonna be three, no more than six icons. Damn.
Well, but I'm the world's greatest entertainer.
But hey to Selvin and everybody else. I'm Lawrence, Dexter, Rodney.
What's up?
Hey, sir.
But that's all I wanted to say. Actually, no, because I know it would be, like, a lot of controversy, like, if they actually took statuses, but I don't know.
Okay.
I will be attending.
You know what? Somebody
go move your ball, come on.
Ball, and then you, because secretly, this is a call-out for all the thug realness. I don't even have to get my fat ass out there in motherfucking war, because this right here is going to bring everybody out to war. Oh, they got father versus father, too, Rodney, for $500, something like that.
I know. Got that covered.
Okay.
Oh, I got a father that I should know, but I ain't going to tell y'all his name.
You said what?
I'm not a father that should know, but saying, he's supposed to be a mother, but he looks like a father in his neck, mistake, but so he should walk, but I'm not going to say no name.
Oh, Selvin.
Huh?
You did that.
What you say?
With Erica.
Oh, thank you.
So, Selvin.
Wait, but hold on. So now, Dallas is no longer a con. She's Mother Herrera.
Yes, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Congratulations, Ms. Dallas. Mother Herrera, from DK.
Go on, Faith. Faith ain't playing.
What about Feminine Destruction? Is she Mother Herrera Philly?
Oh, wait, I don't know. If she parked in one more fucking house, oh my God.
Kelly.
What?
Can you confirm or deny that?
Yeah.
feminine discretion is a free spirit.
She's another just dying on. Oh my god. That's like Yolanda. She's gonna be leaving 30 days. They can't. They I'm being real. They cannot. Just look at them from way back when. They are not going to stay in the house. Yolanda will tell you, I don't need a fucking house. I'm legend for a reason.
I don't understand. I don't really don't understand how these girls just they switch houses like they switch their drawers.
Feminine destruction is just
some people are not happy in their houses.
Well, oh my God. What they leave when you don't want to buy them no lipstick or something?
What?
No feathers.
And
no,
I have nothing
bitch.
To do with
it. It was no
listen, you know, let me tell you. Let me be honest with y'all. No cream of nature. I'm not being a kiki. That's what she put on her page, that she's a free spirit. That's what she got on her Facebook page. She's a free spirit. But
no cream of nature.
Something.
I agree with the legendary category situation.
It is 2010/2011, Miss Thing, okay? And the girls need to know, Miss Thing, it is 2010/11, Miss Thing. And being a treasure snatcher, Miss Thing, and trying to fondle with people treasure, Miss Thing, it's not going to fly in 2011, Miss Thing. And she tried to fondle with somebody. She tried to fondle with somebody's treasure, Miss Thing. And
you hear that? You hear that, son, father, Anthony Herrera?
You hear that, Lauren? You hear that, Lauren?
Wait, hold on. Now, what happened?
It's 2010 and it's /11, Miss Thing, and the girl
right.
cannot fondle with people treasure. Because when you fondle with people treasure, like Lawrence is treasure,
uh-huh.
Miss Thing, you have to worry about Miss Lawrence coming and attacking you at the function, Miss Thing. That's what happens.
But Lawrence don't have, Lawrence don't have no problem. We're doing that.
And
this
so, hold on. Let me finish
this.
You're not catching on, Dexter.
Let me finish, Dexter. Let me finish. And so.
Yeah, please finish.
The children tried to fondue with treasures, Miss Thing. And when you fondle with people's treasure, Miss Thing, then it's nothing to do but come and snatch the treasure, Miss Thing. And when you snatch the treasure, you smack, Miss Thing. So Miss Feminine tried to snatch the treasure, Miss Thing. And baby, when you play with Big Kelly's treasure, Miss Thing, Miss Big Kelly comes. Miss Feminine instructions tried to play with Little Kelly's treasure, Miss Thing, my daughter, and Miss Little Kelly came. So Miss Feminine took herself and left, Miss Thing.
Oh, so y'all became Dungeon Dragons.
Yes, that's the tea. That's why she's a free spirit, Miss Thing. She tried to play with Little Kelly's treasure, Miss Thing, and you know Miss Little Kelly don't play that.
Sonny.
And y'all know who Little Kelly's treasure is.
She tried to play with one of the Icon House members.
She tried to play with Baby Kelly's treasure, and Baby Kelly don't have that, honey. I had to stop
Baby Kelly last night from pounding up on a young man last night. So that's the tea. I live for feminine and her performance and all her antics and everything that she does bring to the floor, Miss Thing. Certain things, you just can't do certain things, Miss Thing. And the girls have to realize that, Miss Thing. You just can't do certain things, Miss Thing. No. Mama, be nice. Don't play with the girls' treasures, Miss Thing.
No. You never snatch the treasure that another girl snatched.
The girls are snatching treasures, Miss Thing, spilling tea, and all types of motherfucking things the girls are doing, Miss Thing. It's a mess.
Actually, that's why I stay away from all of that.
It ain't that. It's just recycled sex, if you ask me. it's recycled sex. Just pay attention to the scene. There it is.
Well, I'm going to just say this. If you got a piece of treasure, don't dangle it too far because it will get snatched.
Because
that's what the girls
Dungeon Dragons is out.
Bitch.
Well, baby, The girls is playing Dungeons and Dragons, Miss Thang, bitch. And I'm going to be the man with the sword, Miss Thang, and I'm going to come and stab that motherfucking dragon. Letting the girls know that now, Miss Thang. Girls be weird, Miss Thang. Girls be weird. I mean, this is not to any particular person, Miss Thang. This is to everybody. Girls be motherfucking weird and be worthy of what treasures that you do try to snatch, Miss Thang. Anything that you see walking with me, Miss Thang, and you flirt. You play with it, Miss Thang. You hit it up on IM. You text this motherfucking phone because you get the number from anywhere, Miss Thang. And I found out about it. Best to beware that I'm coming for you, bitch. And I'm coming motherfucking hard,
this
bitch.
Jelly,
you
I
stay
swear
the fuck away from lies. Don't play with lies. I don't play with yours, Miss Thang. So don't play with mine. And that's a particular person, Miss Thang. That's just in general, Miss Thang. Anything
well,
that you see
to a particular person. And I'm second.
Somebody
and
tells
like
you.
You
yeah, if somebody tells you that's
tongue
tossing, Miss, you gotta look the other way, Miss Thang, because if you play with that treasure, best to believe you touch that coal, you're gonna be burned.
I don't play that. Don't fuck with my men or my motherfucking money. That's a good sound. Well.
Hold on. We have a private caller. We have a private caller calling in. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Miss Kelly, how are you?
Oh, good.
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm great. Hi. I'm just calling because I'm hearing Jack is promoting a ball.
Jack just had his ball last night.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing that he's promoting a ball and he's trying to get the girls down to Atlanta. So he's not taking any statuses away. Like, I don't know anything. Who am I? This is what I'm hearing. How true is this?
I don't know.
I
so another caller just called in and asked about taking statuses away, and I said I don't know about them taking anybody's statuses. They said they wasn't going to be taking anybody's statuses. Did you hear something different, caller?
Well, I just need to confirm or deny it because I don't know how possible it is. It's going around, and I just want to know how true is this.
You gotta pay
your
$30.
I don't know, honey. They said they wasn't the thing, but you never know.
Wow. Well, I'll be there just to be a spectator. So,
great. We'll
see the girls in Atlanta.
Okay. Thank you, private caller, for definitely calling in. Any other questions or comments?
No, that's it, Miss Kelly.
So
have a wonderful day.
So.
Okay, thank you.
Was that a real caller?
Any other callers out there on the phone line, free to definitely press 1 at this time.
I thought somebody had their sister get on the line. That's what that was.
So, Rodney, are we going to address the whole, the other sportsmanship by other?
Who is that?
Market. Scott, how are you?
Are you talking about the sportsmanship in Buffalo or somewhere else?
Well, there and Ohio.
Well, this Camaro, I'll talk about Buffalo because I was there.
Well, yeah, talk about Buffalo first.
Having
the winner
up
about this Buffalo
Bowl. Dexter,
be quiet.
The Legends Bowl is now
secretly lit. Okay,
Dexter, you're trying it.
Hello.
Wait a minute, Dexter. No.
You said the Legends Bowl is moved?
Yes, the Legends Bowl is moved. The Legends Bowl is not at Trax anymore. The Legends Bowl is now at the YWCA, and it's a daytime bowl. The bowl starts at 1 p.m. in the afternoon on that Saturday. So all the girls that thought she was getting in town late in the state because the bowl was at Trax, the bowl is at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and it's at the YWCA. And you can definitely go to Facebook and definitely find out about the categories and everything. So girls, don't gag. The bowl is at 1 p.m. and it's at the YWCA in Atlanta.
Day balls are so, oh, my God.
Dexter, don't be trying tonight because you don't. I know you don't want me to do that if one of your husbands is at a ball.
Hold on, y'all.
We could rewind.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
I'm blessed. I just want to let all the girls know, I live for the New York children. And, honey, from what I'm understanding about the New York girls, that they say, like, that the children in the house help out the gay mother and the gay father. And they say the children in the house, you know, help them out with implants and so-and-so and bills and things of that nature. Are they going to get Salvatore peace?
This
Hello?
No, but you ain't even got to say that. Fuck that bitch.
Hold on, I got this. Trust me.
I don't even know what she said.
I got this. The reason why I can respond to anything because I'm the same bitch that you paid to come see. So when I'm ready to do whatever I want to do with it, I do what I do because I can do it, bitch.
What are y'all people as a girl? I'm people as a video as a girl.
I got this. Don't get mad, girl, because
you
I can't work for your people as
a girl. I know trade, not way of girl.
Flash up. Flash, exactly. And that's what the no Keith can do. Flash you, bitch. Because at the end of the day, you can't tell me to my face. You can't tell it at all. Don't get mad, girl. For me to not have whatever I have, I still pulled them like how they pull my teeth. And I thank you, bitch. And I'll tell you to your face. And after I finish telling you to your face, I will beat you with the teeth that is missing.
Wait, hold on, y'all. We talked about everything else, Miss Thing, but I forget one key note from last night, Miss Thing. I want to know what happened between Harold and Ashley, Miss Thing, because Miss Ashley was up, Miss Thing, and she was checking Harold. I want to know what the fuck happened between Ashley and Harold, honey. Miss Ashley was up, Miss Thing, and she looked like she wanted to jump across that table and slide across that table and grab Miss Harold by the neck.
No. Ooh, I want to know
what happened.
That doesn't even sound like her character.
What happened?
Whose character?
You said it doesn't sound like her character.
Wait, Camaro, what you said what happened at the last show?
Kool-Aid, you was trying to say what happened.
Camaro,
what happened? What happened with Ashley and Harold?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Like I said, I'm on the calm. I'm on a calm con. So that's between them. Only thing I can tell you is that I caught what Miss Ashley was saying. And that's all I gotta say.
Ooh.
I caught what Miss Ashley was saying.
Well, what did she say?
She said a lot of things.
Give us one of them.
Well, which one did you catch?
What? I don't have HIV. What
did you catch? What did you catch? I don't have HIV. Oh, that's what she was giving.
Girl, all I can tell you, she gave it, but it wasn't towards him, and he took it the wrong way. And I guess, you know, I guess when they talk about that, they'll talk about that. I'm just going to come for them to call him and send, you know.
Oh, well, Lord. But, what happened at the MVP ball, the last ball of,
You talking to me?
Flooded, yeah.
Marcus had asked about the poor sportsmanship and things like that. In the school, in the grand prize of the schoolboy for the $1,000, there was a battle between.
About the category, okay. That was in Ohio, right?
No, that was in Buffalo.
No, this is in Buffalo. That's to let him finish. Go ahead, come here.
There was for the $1,000 for the schoolboy. Casanova Blahnik had to battle Marquise Ibisu, and to be honest, both of their productions were really hot, and it was like it could have really went either way. And it was tied up. It came down to the last vote. I can't remember the name of the judge. His name is escaping me, but the judge who had to break the tie, he was not a Blahnik. I can't remember his name.
Without Money and Prestige.
No. Albertian was the second judge to vote. The last person to vote was from that area. So that person knew neither. I was there. Fuzzy was the first vote. Alberti was the second vote. I know that for a fact.
Hold on. We got two
more
callers.
Hold on.
Let's see, Kelly.
Oh, go ahead. It's your show.
Hey, how you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing great.
I'm all right. This is the legendary Tiny Daughter. What's the tea? What's the tea?
The next caller we have is 215-668. You're live on the air on the weekend show.
Marquise.
Hello.
Yes, Marquise, you're live on the air, baby.
Yes, godson.
Yeah.
Who was the tiebreaker, Marquise?
Yeah, there was no tiebreaker. Albertian was the first vote. Then Chris Affinity was the second vote. Then the third vote, some guy picked a Blahnik, and I walked away because I didn't have no Evisu on the panel, and the next vote would have been Camaro, so that would have made it 3 Blahnik, 1 Evisu. So it wasn't no tiebreaker. It was 1-1, then the second, then third person picked, and I just walked away because the Blahnik had already won.
Okay.
So it was only 5 judges.
They want you to stand there to all the votes was counted anyway without you walking off. So you walking off was a sign of poor sportsmanship. Is that what I'm getting, Camaro?
Well, I didn't get that. What I got was, you know, from the perspective of my perspective, once he lost, when the last vote went in, he lost. He stormed off, you know, and I actually had a conversation with him in the back, and I let him know, you know, he turns over his category, just like how you were saying earlier, Rodney. You win some, you lose some, and you just keep going. You never let one ball define you. And it really could have went either way. He really did a great job. I honestly say he really did a great job.
Who was the other person that you said that that voted before Camaro?
Some person from the house of Jacob voted. It was Albertian voted Blahnik, then Father Chris Affinity voted Evisu, then Father Jacob voted Blahnik, and that's when I walked away. So I didn't even see the rest of the votes because I already knew.
Camaro was on the panel. I didn't even get to see Camaro vote,
but I already knew he was going to vote for the Blahnik, so I had already walked away, and it was only Camaro and the other guy vote left. So it didn't matter who. With other votes I got because the Blahnik had already secured 2 votes and you only needed 3 to win because it was like 5 people in the panel.
No, they wanted you to stand up there and face your loss. That's what they were saying.
No, because we're real icons.
No.
They walk away. No.
Whoever that is trying to be funny, that's not it. You know what I'm saying? Now, just and to give it a little bit further, that's also why his father, Kenny, brought him back. You know what I'm saying? To make sure that, you know, he was a good sport about it. If Kenny didn't think something was wrong, Kenny wouldn't have brought him back.
But that's what Kenny wanted me to do, and I was just showing respect to my father, Kenny, at that time. Because I really didn't care about hugging the boy. I didn't care about the rest of the ball.
No, you don't have to hug nobody if you don't feel like it. I'm not saying that.
So I was doing that. I was walking back to show respect to my father, not to show respect to nobody else. Just say Kenny.
You walked off too fast. Who is that smart aleck in the background?
Who is that? What's their name?
This is me. This is Lawrence.
Who is saying me? Lawrence?
Lawrence
Ebony?
Yes.
Carolina?
Of course.
Well, you will be getting smart because your attitude is horrible when you lose. So you will be having to say something smart like that.
No, I have to defend him, Camaro. Lawrence has changed a lot.
He might have changed, but look what he started at.
I'm going to say something smart.
Carry and push an Ebony Lemon for no reason.
We're
not going there for no unnecessary bullshit.
Hold on, let me say this. Because most of the time when I am going off, but if we do feel that you're really trying, okay, wait a minute. There's too many people talking at once. Only one person needs to talk.
Right, can I speak for, I can speak for myself. I don't need nobody to speak for me.
Thank you. I have another caller, and it's my last caller of the evening. Private caller, you're live on the air on the Recap Show.
It's Camaro. It's Camaro, legendary.
Camaro, they asked you a question.
What? I don't have to answer that.
That's already been done,
so it doesn't matter. And if you feel that you don't feel it, then just don't say it.
Camaro, show what nothing's true. Smash.
Next caller.
Camaro. So that was our last caller for the evening, and we have 60 seconds left.
Camaro.
For everybody.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to everybody for being a part of the show. Rodney, please say goodnight to the girls, Rodney.
Good night, everybody. I'll get a memo out for anybody that I'm walking for everybody to be prepared for me. Step your game up. That's all I have to say.
Kool-Aid, say goodnight.
You already said it for Color Girl. Don't you tell nobody.
Okay. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother. I love you all for loving me. Good night. See you back here tomorrow for Classic Tuesdays. Bye-bye.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present Know Your Status. A mini ball deluxe conference at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. The date, November 20th, 2010, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Admission free. All three grand prizes are $400 or $500 each. All other prizes between $50 and $100. Commented by the icon Jay Belani and Sierra Milan. For more information, please call Keith at 443-531-3457. Let's get ready and know your